Chris O'Mag Heights, 54-36. So they knocked off the number two team out of the District 1. So it's Leek and East Rankin in this second semifinal ball game. And the winner will play Pillow Academy tomorrow at 3 o'clock for the championship, the consolation game between the two losers, Bayou being one of them, that'll be in that ball game. And the loser of this ball game will play at 1 tomorrow afternoon as a pre-game to the championship. We'll give you boys coverage later on. As we said, the Leek Academy Rebels victorious on Tuesday as well. And they defeated the home school here at Pillow Academy, the host school, in a great ball game. Shot lights out here at the Pillow Gymnasium. So they did a really great job, and we'll get into that before the boys' competition a little bit later. Let's look at the South girls, who will be matched up with. In the first rounds, it was Hartfield girls knocking off Oak Forest 61-30. Central Hines beat Silliman 45-27. So Hartfield and Central Hines advance on. They'll meet, they met at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Simpson upset Brookhaven, the number one team out of District 4, 38-33. And I think that may have been an overtime ball game. Hillcrest then beat Adams County Christian by 51-15 score. So on the other side of the bracket, it's Simpson and Hillcrest. So in that South girls, you've got all District 3 teams. They knocked out all the District 4 teams. None of them advanced. So it's all District 3 again. You got Hartfield will meet Central Hines today, and Simpson and Hillcrest will play the 3 o'clock game coming up. So that kind of gives you an idea of where we are as far as the bracket is concerned. And don't forget, we'll have boys action right here on Cruising 98. That'll be at 5 o'clock tonight. So we'll have a little bit of a break between the time that we'll finish this girls' game. And depending on how much time is between the games, we may send you back for music in the interim. So we'll cover that a little bit later on. All right, we're going to take another break here as people are just about settling into their seats here for this afternoon's semifinal game between Leek Academy, the number three seeded team, ranked team, I should say, in the MAIS. So that's going to be possibly a big matchup tomorrow. If the Lady Rebels advance and they'll match up here, it'll be 1 and 3, Pillow 1 and Leek Academy, the three ranked team in girls MAIS. All right, we're going to take a, let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break and we'll come back. We're at Pillow Academy, the North 4A tournament. Leek Academy basketball coming your way on Boswell Media Sports.
East Central Community College Indicator is number one in Mississippi. Again, for the fourth straight year and 6 out of the last 8, students who transfer from East Central to one of the state's 8 public 4-year institutions earn the highest grade point average at baccalaureate graduation among all 15 community colleges in Mississippi. To find out more about how you can be a student at East Central, visit www.eccc.edu or schedule your campus visit by calling 877-GO-TO-ECCC.
Marshall Ford is the home of stress-free car shopping. At Marshall Ford, we provide a vast selection of new and used vehicles, exceptional car care, and customer service with a smile. Competitive prices offered on every pre-owned model, every new model on the lot. You won't find a better deal than Marshall Ford in Philadelphia.
Hello, everybody. This is Marty Stewart on behalf of Neshoba General Hospital. At Neshoba General, we're prepared to care. Our main campus, along with several specialty clinics, is equipped to provide essentially all your family's medical needs, from routine exams and screenings to emergency care and surgeries. Unlike many community hospitals, our modern facility offers a wide array of inpatient and outpatient services. Remain close to home and receive the excellent care you deserve at Neshoba General.
Boswell Media Sports.
And we're ready back, just minutes away from the start of this ball game at the North 4A tournament, the MAIS tournaments going on here at Pillow Academy this week, and we'll have final action here tomorrow. The girls' championship will be at 3 o'clock, the consolation at 1. Then the boys' action will pick up in the ninth session with the consolation at 5 and the championship at 7. So depending on how the Rebels do and their ball game coming up at 5 o'clock tonight, we'll know the complete schedule as well as the girls' shot here in the at the championship. Well, East Rankin, of course, a district team along with Leake Academy. Leake beat them once. East Rankin forfeited because of COVID the second ball game. So they've only met them one time, but won convincingly in that ball game. So they know them a little bit and will battle them out. And, of course, don't forget, following the ball game, we'll present the in-sports player of the game, and we'll have all the activities and set you up for the activities tonight as well as tomorrow. Coach Amanda Hatch brings her girls into this ball game. But as we said, they're the number 3 rated team in the polls as far as MAIS is concerned. And they stand, I think, at 30-2 right now on the season, are the Lady Rebels. They've had an outstanding season yet again, and looking forward to yet another possible trophy here in the North Tournament. So glad to have you along. And, of course, again, we're broadcasting on Cruisin' 98.3 on your dial, and you can also access it if you're out of the listening area. You've got somebody that's out that wants to listen to the ball game. Get them over to kicks96news.com, and there'll be a link there that you can listen. And you can also, of course, download a free app on your smartphone for Cruisin' 98, and that'll get you a free app, and you can listen on your phone anywhere in the world. So that's all the availabilities. And as we said, it's a cold day out, and we're hoping that all the weather, reading some weather forecasts earlier, some possibly freezing rain coming in the morning, and supposed to be a little bit better tomorrow afternoon. So hopefully everybody will be able to get over to Greenwood here and safely and have that ball tournament tomorrow. And, of course, even colder weather coming in for Sunday and Monday, so hopefully that'll get us going there. All right, we're gonna take a break here, and we'll be back as we'll have Leake Academy girls coming up here in just a short. We'll take 90 seconds and come back. You're listening to Leake Academy Lady Rebels basketball. Coming your way, we're in pregame here on Boswell Media Sports.
You bought lumber and you're ready to start digging post holes for that new fence, but not so fast. Do you know where your underground utilities are located? Central Electric Power Association urges you to call 811 for a free marking of underground electric lines and other utilities. Making the call before you dig can prevent a serious or fatal injury, plus it's the law in Mississippi. And please work safely around power lines. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his staff at Carthage Veterinary Clinic wish you and your animals the very best. They treat all animals, large or small, with the care you would want for a member of your family. Carthage Veterinary Clinic provide for your sick or injured animals and also offer grooming and boarding as well. Located on Highway 16, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 until 5:30, and Wednesday and Saturday from 7:30 till noon.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
Bring you back as the team finish their warm-ups and are headed to their respective benches. Again, we tell you that Leak Academy will be the home team as the higher seed, and East Rankin's Lady Patriots will be the visitors. They'll be wearing the red uniforms with white trim, and Leak Academy in the silver gray with navy numerals trimmed in red. So don't know if we'll have a national anthem or not. I would assume that probably not, but the girls are lining up as if we will, so I'm not sure. So we'll go to our normal break if that happens. Yep, they're going to do it. So we'll be back in 2 minutes with the Moore Pharmacy starting lineups when we return. Leak Academy basketball coming your way on Boswell Media Sports.
Leak Academy emphasizes academic excellence and character development while encouraging a healthy balance of athletics. Keep striving for the top, Henry, along with your Leak Rebels and Lady Rebels. JDAB's design is behind you all the way, from design, remodeling, and project coordination to procurement and installation. JDAB's design offers a wide range of services to help you create a home that is beautiful and functional for your family. Opening very soon, just off the square in Philadelphia. JDAB's design, always supporting LA Rebels.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out InSports. InSports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. InSports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? InSports has that too. InSports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with InSports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
Get control of your health care at your fingertips. Visit BaptistOneCare.org and sign up for MyChart to have personalized and secure online access to your health care needs. You can schedule appointments, send messages to your provider, view test results, request prescription renewals, pay your bill, and more. Sign up today. Baptist Memorial Leak, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
And we'll bring you back starting Moore's Pharmacy starting lineup. And we'll get those here for you as they're announced for East Rankin. And Anna Fisher, number two, Brooke Renfro, number four, Kelly Boydston, number 12, Addison Tadlock will be number 22, and Abby Hudson, number 25. That's your starting lineup for the Lady Patriots of East Rankin. Number 10, starting lineup for Leak Academy, Miriam Prince, sophomore. Number 11, Morgan Freeney, a sophomore. Number 12, Emery Warren, a sophomore. Senior, Emmy Harkins, and senior, Mabry Mayfield. That's your starting lineup for L.A. And as we said, they're the number three ranked team in this MAIS tournament. So we got basketball action just about ready to get started here. Coach Amanda Hatch, of course, been very successful since coming from Jackson Prep back to her home school and taking over the program, and has been very successful. Number 12, Boydston will jump against Mayfield in the circle. And we're just about ready for the tip. And the ball goes up, ball tapped around and knocked loose on the floor. And East Rankin will control. So East Rankin first on offense. Number 22, Tanlock with the basketball, guarded by Harkins. Now out front, cut off by Freeney, was Renfro. And loses control of the basketball right into the hands of Amy Harkins. Harkins all the way to the other end, and a foul called on number 4, Brooke Renfro. And that's the first foul called in the ball game. That'll send Amy Harkins, the senior for L.A., to the line. Zips it through, does Emmy. Second one coming up here. Rattles that one off. East Rankin with a rebound. 1-0 L.A. East Rankin into forecourt with a basketball. Harkins picking up against Tadlock. L.A. in a man defense. Moving it into the lane, now driving to the hole, puts it up, won't go. Harkins with a rebound for L.A. That one went partially down and came out. Warren goes to Prince in the corner. She'll shoot it, no good. Leaves it short. Tadlock into forecourt, bounces on the right wing, drives down to the baseline, puts it up against pressure from Prince, and now here comes L.A. Harkins with a basketball and a blocking foul going to be called on ERA. Number 2 is going to pick up the foul. Fisher Hurst first. Second team foul. On the floor was the foul, so Harkins will trigger it in. Baseline throw in, left side of the goal. Gets it right into Warren. Warren uses the left hand, can't get it to go, and East Lincoln rebound. LA 1-0. Tadlock with the basketball, bounces it out to Boydston. Now they go on the right wing, open three, and good. Tadlock with the 3-1, East Rankin. Warren with the basketball up top, the left-hander shoots in. Three for Warren. That's a junction three, the first of the afternoon for L.A. Full court pressure, got it pinned up, and now stolen by Harkins. Harkins has it down low to Prince, and she's fouled from behind. L.A. with a steal off the defensive pressure and gets the foul on number 22, Tadlock. Three team fouls, that's the first on Tadlock. First down for Prince to go to the line. The sophomore, good. 5-3 L.A. Prince, good on both. Full court pressure again by L.A. Cut off on the side court. Now they'll get it up. Ball loose on the floor and controlled by Harkins. Harkins into forecourt. Bounces it over to Warren, and again, another foul as she's tripped. Number 2, Fisher, her second foul. She'll come out of the ball game in favor of number 11, Stevens. Abigail Stevens checks in for the Lady Patriots. Harkins will inbound the basketball. Gets it around to Prince. Prince, crossover dribble, goes left. Now to Mayfield for the short jumper, too long. Rebound offside, belongs to East Rankin's. Stevens with the rebound. L.A. settles into their man defense. Go to the elbow, and now they'll pass it off to the Lady Patriots. Driving in with a little runner, leaves it short. Prince with the rebound. Miriam comes out with a dribble. Trying to give it to Mayfield down low. She's looking for help. Finds Harkins. Harkins with a bounce pass. Now goes around the defender, drives in, and scores and fouls. That foul is going to go on 12, Boydston. And the foul's piling up quickly for the Lady Patriots. Harkins with the basket. She'll have an and one. And it's good. Amy Harkins now with 4 points. Full court pressure. Back court pressure. They'll get it into forecourt. Now foul called on
for me. Pardon me? Lee. Yeah. Foul was called on Harkins. Now loose out to half court. She stepped on the back court. Yeah, the offside official spotted that one. That's a back court. Good job in defense again by the Lady Rebels. 4:42 to play, 9-3, first quarter action. Warren will trigger in back court to Harkins. Gets it into forecourt. Going to flip it over to Warren. She shoots from long range off in front of the iron. No good. Mayfield, put back good. Well, Mayfield got that one coming from the left to the right, and while still in the air, put it back up and scored it. Full court pressure, and now timeout called by East Rankin. So a timeout. L.A. leads it 11-3 with 4:19 back in 30 seconds. This is Leaf Academy Basketball coming your way on Boswell Media Sports.
Okay, sweetie, time to take your medicine.
No, Mommy, no.
One quick call to Moore's Pharmacy will take the no out of Mommy. Their flavor machine is magic for your little ones. It turns the no into yes. Okay, time for your medicine.
Yes, Mommy, yes, it's yummy.
Moore's Pharmacy, always keeping you and your family first priority. Go visit today in Carthage, Walnut Grove, or Sebastopol to let your sweetie choose their favorite flavor. Follow them on Facebook, Moore's Pharmacy.
Boswell Media Sports.
We'll go back to play. East Rankin will have the basketball across the way. Just in back court. They still hadn't got it up, and now they'll flip it and give it right back. Amy backing off now, so it'll be into forecourt goes the Lady Patriots. Driving down low post, turnaround, and a foul going to be called, and that'll go on Amy Harkins. That's her second. Amy didn't think too much of that one. 2 fouls on Amy. 4 minutes to play here. Long pass down low, and it's overshooting the intended target. It'll be L.A. basketball backcourt. Amy Harkins in the forecourt with the basketball. Picks up a screen from Mayfield. Working to the left side. Now drives past the defender. Puts it up. Leaves it short. Mayfield clears it. Gives it to Warren, and it's blocked. And now stolen back away. Mayfield down low, and it's a basket by Mayfield. Checking into the ballgame, Amy Harkins is going to come out. She's got the 2 fouls. They'll send Grace Maxey into the ballgame. L.A. leads it by 10, now 13-3. Ball pass over the top, and it's going to go loose, and Maxey is going to run the loose ball down. Maxey into forecourt, gives it off to Freeney. Freeney gets it down low to Mayfield, didn't have a shot, back outside to Freeney. Freeney gives it to Prince. Prince crossover dribble into the corner. Freeney drives the baseline, lays it up in the air. Morgan Freeney with a great drive on the baseline. And now full court pressure again, 15-3 L.A. They'll put it into forecourt. There's East Rankin. Now goes side to side, and a good pass there. And a good play, got the open shot on the right side. Number 12, Hudson with the basket. Now a long shot by Prince won't go, and L.A. can't save it. It'll be East Lincoln basketball, 2:49 to play. L.A. by 10, 15-5. Inbounds comes East Rankin. Cadillac going to throw a pass down the forecourt. Driving all the way down and laying it up and in. L.A. didn't do a good job of stopping the penetration. And that's Stevens with the basket. L.A. Maxey brings it outside to Freeney to the elbow, and Mayfield drives, and she's clobbered by a couple of the young lady Patriots. They're going to give the foul to 25. That's be her first. That's Hudson's foul. 2:25 to play, 15-7. Mayfield's the line, rattles and falls. Well, a good shooter's touch by Mayfield. End of the ball game. Going to be Claire. We'll check in for Warren. Second free throw, good. Mayfield makes them both. Mayfield with 6 points early going in the ball game. 2:20. Throws it long, and that's going to go out of bounds at the end of the court, and it'll be L.A. basketball. So L.A. will have possession here. Mayfield will go and toss it in against no pressure in backcourt. Prince will bring the ball up. Miriam into forecourt. Looking for help. Gets Mayfield at the high post, and now gives it right back to Prince. She'll drive in. Has it partially blocked, and it'll be L.A. basketball. Couple of substitutions for East Rankin. Number 23 checks into the ball game is Simmons. And number 10, Harrison. L.A.'s number 10, Prince, to trigger it in. Going to loop it in to Mayfield. Outside to Freeney. Freeney drives to the right. Bounce pass down low to Claire. Now back to Mayfield. Shot is blocked. Long pass is in. Driving to the left, puts it up, and scores it. And that's number 11, Stevens, with the basket. 17-9, L.A. still in the lead. Freeney with the basketball. Bounce pass down low. Claire has it blocked. Got it on rebound, puts it up too hard. And battle for the rebound, and that's going to be a foul on Luke Academy. Claire picks up the foul. Claire's first, third team foul. He's ranking basketball. Looking, gets it in on the baseline. L.A. still in pressure. Basketball is swiped by Prince, and now they're going to call a foul on East Rankin for grabbing back in. Number 10, red, he says, and that's Bree Harrison, first foul. Prince will shoot free throws here. Miriam sinks the first. And the second. So Prince now with four free throws. Inbounds on the back line. Now Stevens with the basketball. Well, take off and go the other way. Going to drive all the way in, and there's going to be a blocking foul called on Leaf Academy. That's one of those 50-50 jobs. Claire picks up her second foul. Short on the free throw. Stevens with 4 points. She's a little bit taller than any girl that Leak Academy has. Of course, Leak Academy is not the tallest team we've had. She makes one of two to Stevens. She's got 5 points. 1:05 to play here in the first quarter. Mayfield puts it over to Maxey. Gives it in to Freeney. And they'll say she traveled. So it'll be East Rankin basketball. Back court against full court pressure. They'll throw it in at the bench area. Now Maxey overplays it a little bit and gets called for the foul, her first. So Maxey's first foul. The fifth team foul on L.A. Throw it back toward the goal. She double dribbled, but got by with that one. And he knocks it loose, still on the floor, And now it's going to be a hell basketball. L.A. basketball on the alternating possessions. Emory Warren going to check back into the lineup, as well as Wilcox will check in. Freeney comes out. Mayfield comes out for a breather. 49 seconds left in this first quarter. Bounce pass over to Prince. Prince to Warren to Maxey. Now to Wilcox, the ball loose on the ground and picked up by Warren. Prince gives it off to Wilcox. Wilcox drives now outside to Warren, and three for Warren. Her second tray. A junction three for Warren. Inbound and going to be stolen by Warren. Gives it to Maxey. Now down to Prince all along. Lays it up and in. First basket from the floor for Miriam. 7 seconds. No silly foul, girl. Long shot is too long off the glass. L.A. with a 14-point lead after one. 24-10 is our score. Back in 60 seconds right here on Boswell Media Sports.
The tradition continues for the Leak Rebels and Lady Rebels. Keep up the positive attitude and hard work.
The Mayfield and Scott families would like to wish Leak Academy's Coach Amanda Hatch and her Lady Rebels and Coach Bill Shepherd and his Rebels good luck in the North 4A Tournament. Let's go, Mabry, number 23, and Gunner, number 24. Go, Rebels!
Leak Academy, where the opportunities are endless for our athletes and students.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
It's going to be East Rankin basketball as we start this second quarter. 24-10 is our score. LA off to a good start with a 24-point first quarter. And a lot of that is driven, as normally, by the defense of the Lady Rebels. And they'll just kind of hand that one off, get it on the baseline. A little jumper is up and no good. And Emory Warren got it, but one of her feet was on the end line, so it'll be East Rankin basketball on the baseline. They'll throw it in from the left side. Loops it into the middle. Drives in. No good. Warren comes down with a rebound. Emory gives it to Maxey on the right side. Emmy is back in. She'll drive in and going to be a foul call. Foul goes on 23. Simmons for first. Harkins at the line. Rattles that one home. That one's a little long, no good. Battle for the rebound. And number 11, Stevens controls for East Rankin. Layup by 15, 25-10. Crossover dribble, drives to the left elbow, picks her dribble up. Now dishes it down low, and going to be a foul called underneath on Warren. Emory Warren, her first foul. That'll send Stevens to the line. Stevens with the free throw. Substitutions comes in for East Rankin. Makes both first free throws. Stevens. ball moving to the corner. Wilcox will fire. In and out. No good. Put back. No good by Mayfield, but the ball is tipped out to Maxey. Long three from Parkins is, misses everything. East Rankin basketball. Miriam Prince hustles to the scorer's table. She'll come back in. I'll take Maxey's place. 6:55 left here in the second quarter of play. Brown to trigger it in. Bounces in. Almost stolen. Gives it in the hands of Stevens. She is didn't start, but has proven to be the catalyst for East Rankin right now. Leads the scoring as well as other activities. Three-point shot on the way is no good. And Stevens with a rebound. And loose basketball, but saved by 22, Tadlock. Tadlock. And going to be ball knocked loose. L.A. possession. Going to throw it down to Mayfield. She'll step to the left and lay it up and in. Mayfield. 27-12. Prince guarding in backcourt. They'll get it along the sideline and loses it momentarily, but Stevens picks up the loose basketball. She'll drive in, loses it herself outside to Tatlock, who will shoot it long. No good. And no over the back, but L.A. gets a long rebound, gives it to Harkins. Harkins has it knocked loose, got it back, drives in, and going to get fouled yet again. Going to go on 11. Stevens, her first. Emmy Harkins, the senior of L.A., leaves it short. Emmy with 5 points in the ball game. Makes it six. Her fourth free throw in the ball game. And Harkins is going to be called for the block. And that's going to be three on Emmy. Tatlock will be at the line. Tatlock's free throw long, no good. But Stevens high with a rebound and puts it back in. Now Stevens has been a problem for L.A. with her height. On the wing to Wilcox. Wilcox brings it back up. Prince for a three. Nope. And Mayfield gets a nice rebound for L.A. Harkins fires. Good for three. Harkins, her first tray. And a junction tray. That's the third for L.A. 31-14, Lady Rams. Stevens, as we said, she's the tallest lady on the court, but also handles the basketball well for the Lady Patriots of East Rankin. Driving in as Tadlock shoots it long, but they're going to call a foul on L.A. Going to go on Mayfield. Mayfield's first foul. Tadlock will be at the line for the Lady Patriots. Free throw long, no good. Claire going to come back into the ball game for Wilcox. And also returning to the ball game is Brooke Renfro for East Rankin. She'll replace Simmons. Cadillac's second free throw on the way. It again was long, no good. And Mayfield got the rebound. Gets it to Mayfield outside. She thought about shooting the three. That's not really her forte. She'll give it off to Harkins. Harkins driving. Now gives it to Mayfield. Mayfield drives inside. Gives it off to Prince. Prince working around defenders. Now goes to Warren. Three-pointer. No good. Tapped around. Tapped around. And East Rankin steps on the end line getting the rebound. L.A. basketball. Prince will trigger it in, gets it in to Harkins. Now they move it outside. Now Mayfield receives the elbow. Prince will shoot the three. Yes! Miriam Prince with a junction three. And L.A. now up by 20. Long pass down to Stevens, and the ball is stripped out of bounds. Prince with the knockaway. Bounces it right in the middle, and Warren just stuck her hand out and deflected. Here come the Rebels with the basketball. Harkins lost it in the traffic. Gives it to Prince. Prince for three is good. Prince with another junction three. And L.A. extending that lead now to 23. 37-14, second quarter action. Cadillac picks her dribble up and finds an open youngster setting to the basket. That was a good play and a good recognition. Renfro got the basket. L.A. Warren with a little runner is good. Warren from 6 feet on the baseline. 39-16. East Rankin into forecourt. Bounce pass, right side. Goes around the screen, sets and shoots it way too long. And a push off as Harkins is knocked to the floor. 22 is going to pick up the foul as she pushed off for the rebound. That's Tadlock's second. And Amy Harkins will go to the other end. Over the limit, it'll be two shots for Harkins. First one rattles in. That one caught the front of the iron and rolls into the net. Number 25 back into the ball game is Hudson. Missed that one, but Claire with the rebound puts it back up in the air, won't go. And L.A. with a rebound. Mayfield comes out of there with it. Now to Prince for three. Boom! Prince with another three. A junction three. 43-16, L.A. Easing on down the road here. Getting ready for that big matchup tomorrow. Stevens drives in. Well, East Rankin has been pretty much the Stevens show. Harkins drives, no good. Rebound, no good for Claire. And here comes Stevens away with the basketball. One-on-one at the other end. Puts it up and call a foul on Prince. No good on the basket. Prince, her first. So Stevens will go to the line for a couple here. Just over 2.5 minutes to play, 2:34 to be exact. Free throw good by Stevens. Let's see, she's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 of the 19, Stevens. Harkins comes out, Warren comes out. Maxie back in, and Wilcox back in for L.A. Stevens' second is good as well, so she's got 13 of the 20. Number 10 going to check into the ball game, Harrison. Coming out will be 34, who is Brown. L.A. with 2:30 crosses into forecourt. Prince handling the basketball. Goes to Claire at the left elbow. She takes the dribble, now finds Prince. Prince gives it up to Wilcox, couldn't get the shot off, gives it off to Mayfield. Mayfield back to Claire, and that one's partially blocked. And trying to save it in, East Rankin steps on the end line. It'll be L.A. basketball. 43-20 score. Prince will trigger in on the baseline. Gets it to Mayfield off the glass. Good. East Rankin outlet to half court. She'll stop from 14. No good. And it looked like an over the back. No good. No call. Now Prince with the basketball. So L.A. controls it with Perlis. Outside to Maxie, and she is knocked to the floor and will shoot three free throws. 25 is going to pick up the foul. That's Hudson's second foul. Grace Maxey at the line for L.A. makes the first. Her first point in the ballgame. And makes the second one. And misses the third. Stevens clears the ball, rebound over Mayfield. Freeney set to check back into the ball game for LA. Good defense by the Lady Rebels. Stevens way outside, and they say she moved her feet. Changed pivot feet. Freeney back into the ball game. Wilcox inbounds it to Prince and win forecourt. Goes to the left. And they're going to call an illegal screen on Claire. Three fouls now on Claire. 1:25 to play in the first half of action here from the North 4A tournament. Mayfield getting ready to come back in as Claire picked up her third foul. Stevens couldn't get a shot off. Now she'll give it up. Ball knocked loose from 31, who I don't have on the roster. Down low and scoring it. So 31, whoever that happens to be. And I took my picture off the scorebook, and it was not, she was not listed. Three-point shot, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Still loose, and Maxey runs it down. Gives it up to Prince. Prince drives to the free throw line and gives it up now. Three-point shot on the way is too long, and that one is Claire, and that scoring is Claire. Stevens with the basketball. She'll shoot the long-range jumper. No good. They got the rebound. 31 got it. Drives inside, rolls off the rim. Who's going to come up with it? Wilcox digs it out. Gives it off to Prince. Prince will shoot, and in and out. No good at the horn. We're in the first half, L.A., 47-22 over East Rankin. We'll be back after this two-minute break with kind of giving you updates on the scoring in the first half when we return. You're listening to Link Academy Basketball coming your way on Boswell Media Sports.
Byers Furniture in downtown Philadelphia is your one-stop shop for all things Ashley. Bedroom, living room, dining room, and mattresses by Ashley are all in stock and ready to deliver to your door. Byers Furniture is working hard to meet all your home needs during these uncertain times. Our friendly sales staff is ready to assist you in person or via text or phone call at any time. And don't forget our website, www.byersfurniture.com, to see the entire Ashley catalog. If you see a little orange truck on the item, it's shipped straight to your door. Byers Furniture, 319 Bird Avenue in downtown Philadelphia.
If you have an insurance claim, you need someone to work quickly on your behalf. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage will do that for you. Their office is back open to the public now, and they are ready to see you, their customers. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. Dedicated to supporting their community. South Group Cox Agency, Carthage.
The tradition continues for the Leap Rebels and Lady Rebels. Keep up the positive attitude and hard work. Good luck, Rebels and Lady Rebels. We are so proud of you. Your Wilcox family is cheering you on. Best of luck, Clay Kemp, number 23, and all the Mighty Rebels. We are supporting y'all all the way. Mom, Dad, and Colby. Leap Academy, where the opportunities are endless for our athletes and students.
Premier Medical Group and Trace Urgent Care remind you that if you have any COVID-19 symptoms, please call first. There are multiple options to see you. Also, talk to your provider about your wellness or healthy you appointment. This appointment is covered by most insurances, and it will help you maintain your health and prevent illnesses like cardiovascular disease and certain cancers. Premier Medical Group in Kosciuszko and Carthage, and Trace Urgent Care. Call for an appointment today.
Boswell Media Sports.
Well, a good half for L.A. on that first half of play as they lead the ball game 47-22 over East Lincoln's Lady Patriots. And this is the Baptist Medical Center Leak halftime report. And so far, Leak is led by Prince, Miriam Prince, with three trays and a field goal and also four free throws. She has 15 points in the first half for Miriam. Morgan Freeney with 2 points. Emery Warren has a couple of trays herself and a basket for 8 points. Amy Harkins with a tray and a deuce and five free throws. So she has, 10 points for Harkins. So 10 for Harkins, 15 for Prince. 8 points also for the senior Mabry Mayfield. Mabry's had a good first half. She's got three field goals, two free throws. Grace Maxey with a couple of free throws, made two out of three, and she has two total. And Claire with a basket, she also has two in the ball game. So that's the 47 for L.A. On the other side, Fisher has not scored in the ball game. Renfro has one basket for two. Boydston also with a basket for two. 3 points for Tadlock on a three-point basket. And I believe that's the only three-pointer that East Rankin has in the ballgame. Hudson has not scored. The youngster that has been very impressive is Abigail Stevens. She has 13 of the 22, and she did not start the ballgame, but she's been by far the star of the Lady Patriots on the floor. She's got four baskets and five free throws for her activities in the first half. Been very impressed with her, and she is looks like a good athlete, and as I said, she has been impressive. 44-22 is our score. Looking again at the bracket for the North girls, Pilla today defeated Bau 55-33. Pilla will be in the championship tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and apparently looks like don't expect a complete collapse by Leak Academy. They should be in that championship game at 3 o'clock. Bayou moved to the consolation game at 1, and they will more than likely meet this East Rankin team in the consolation matches up tomorrow. So that's where we are. And don't forget, we got Rebel basketball coming up in just a little bit at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, they'll play Magnolia Heights, who is the District 1 champion. And, of course, Leak came in as a District 2, number 2 team, and has really played really well here down the stretch at the end of the season and into these tournaments. Sparkville's the number 1 team, of course, out of District 2, is in the 7 p.m. game tonight against Bayou. And that'll be the setup as Leak Magnolia Heights play first at 5. And Starkville and Bayou at 7 o'clock. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. This is the Baptist Medical Center Leak halftime on Boswell Media Sports. Back in one.
Police are appealing for the public's help to solve a terrifying crime.
Four people are suspected of trying to break into a home.
We have a suspected burglar casing a home in a nice residential neighborhood.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn knows that you're aware of the circumstances Central Mississippians often find themselves facing on a daily basis, and that's protecting what's most precious to you. There's a saying that it's better to have home protection and not need it than need it and not have it. That's why Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, located at 910 Posey Avenue, stays locked, cocked, and ready to go with the widest selection of home protection in Central Mississippi. Visit Philadelphia Gun and Pond, open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Or for more information, call 601-656-8123. That's 601-656-8123.
Police are appealing for the public's help to solve a terrifying crime.
Four people are suspected of trying to break into a home.
We have a suspected burglar casing a home in a nice residential neighborhood.
Be the solution or become a statistic.
Hungry for a really great steak?
Real steak eating.
How about some mouth-watering seafood?
Real seafood loving.
Then you're looking for Four Corners Steak and Seafood, formerly the Rustic Kitchen at Four Corners, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.
Boswell Media Sports.
Well, we bring you back here as we go to the second half of today's ball game. It's going to be Leak Academy basketball as we start this second half. On the alternating possessions. So 16 minutes left of basketball action here on the game clock. 47-22 is the score. Discussion at the scores table. I'm not sure what that was about. Inbounds to Harkins. Picks up screen from Mayfield. Picks her dribble up, bounces it over to Prince. Prince goes to Warren. Warren over to Freeney, who will shoot it. And off the iron, no good. Coming up with the rebound is East Rankin. Underway. Starting five back in for L.A. They lead it by 25, 47-22 as we start the second half. Gets it down inside, turn around, push shot in and out and back in. That's number 12, Boydson with her second basket. Harkins dribbles it off to Prince. He'll fake the defender and go in and lay it up with the left hand. Now she was going right and just faked off the defender and left her standing there. And goes in for the layup left side. 49-24. Move the ball on the left, thought about the three, cut off by Warren, step back jumper at the free throw line, rattles, and falls. Well, that one bounced a lot. Catalog with the basket. Leaf Academy's Spreeny with the basketball, going to hand it off. No, didn't get it to Prince. Now they'll drop it down inside. Warren in there with a little spin on the basketball. Left-handed English from Emory Warren. 51-26 our score. Right into their right and ball is taken away by Freeney, Morgan Freeney. Long pass down to Mayfield. Mayfield is going to be fouled from behind and also got the basket in. Mayfield with 10 now. And she'll go to the line for and one. Foul went on number 23, Simmons for a second. Free throw in and out, no good for Mayfield. 53-26 LA on the defensive end. Catalog works against Harkins. A little short jumper is over the goal. No good, too long. Freeney gets the offside rebound, drives all the way. And a blocking foul going to be called on East Rankin, another one of those 50-50 jumps. Number two is going to pick up the foul. Fisher picks up her. Well, they got four on it on the board. I didn't have her, but with three. Comes way outside with the throw in. To gets it down inside to Mayfield. Mayfield accosted there, finds Freeney. And trying to throw it in, the ball was kicked. No foul. No violation call there. And got a double foul on somebody. Number 23 for Leak. Mayfield picks up her second. Number four, Renfro. Thank you. It must have went on. I never did put it up. Must have been on two because she come out of the ball game. I may have been five fouls on her. So a double foul called, I guess, a little pushing or something going down the floor between Mayfield and Fisher. I think Fisher fouled out. On three-pointer, won't go. Battle for the rebounds. Prince gets it. Long pass up to Harkins. She'll wait. Give it all across the floor. Freeney's open for three. It's good. Morgan Freeney for a three. 56-26, Lady Rebels. Lady Patriots gives it up at the high post. Got Stevens back in there now. They'll loop it down low to her, and she's going to be fouled. Foul on Leek. Going to go on 10, Prince, her second. East Lincoln with a throw in, gets it in right underneath the goal, but the ball is going to be partially blocked. Stevens got it, misses a shot, and Harkins comes away with it. Leaves it for Prince. Crossover to Freeney in the corner for three and misses it. Didn't draw iron on that one after making the previous one. A lay by 30. 56-26 in the ballgame. Stevens works for the basketball, has it knocked loose. She'll get it back. Now knocked loose by Warren. And it goes out of bounds, so it'll be East Rankin basketball. Well, against the quick-handed L.A. Rebels, Lady Rebels, you don't stand there and hold the ball very much. Gives it over to Tadlock. She tries to get it inside. Warren with the block. And I think she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Are they going to call the foul on Warren? Warren's second foul. Looked like she just stepped out of bounds. He's thinking to throw the basketball in. Right side of the goal. Goes into the left corner. Drives in. Freeney knocks it loose, but goes to East Rankin. Tadlock thought about the three. Warren was there to show up and try to block it. Freeney knocks it loose and gets possession. Drives underneath, and a foul going to be called. Foul is going to go on 25, Hudson, her third. That'll send Morgan Freeney to the line for L.A. Morgan with 5 points so far in the ball game. The sophomore will shoot free throws. Got the first. Morgan's second is in and out. No good. 57-26. L.A. with their largest lead, 31. And another steal as Prince hustles the other end, lays it up and in. Prince with a steal and layup. Outran the defender. Leak sending substitutions into the ball game at the next break. Stevens gives it up to Tadlock. Tadlock working against Freeney. Now they'll get it inside. Drives to the right, puts it up off the glass and scores it. Boydston with a basket. She has six. The wing to Morgan Freeney. Freeney takes a couple of dribbles, gives it up to Prince. Prince, step back, jumper, in and out. No good for the three. East Rankin into full court. Tadlock gives it up. Now they'll find Stevens with the basketball as she steps outside. Now back to Tadlock, drives inside and going to be knocked out of bounds. Mayfield deflects the basketball. Let's see, we got Maxie, Claire, and Wilcox back in. We're going to take out Prince, Mayfield, and Warren. So staying on the floor is Harkins, and Freeney. To the free throw line, jumper is good. Boydston with 8 points now in the ball game. 2:35. Harkins working with the basketball up top, gives it off to Freeney. Freeney going to hand it off to Wilcox. She'll drive down the right side, draw contact, and score the basket off the glass. Alan Wilcox with a nice job. Number 11, Stevens, is going to pick up the foul. Or second. Wilcox rattles it home. The old-fashioned three-point play for Alan K. Wilcox. Lead is now 32. Stevens cut off on the drive, gives it up in the corner for three, no good. And Harkins boxed off well and will get the rebound. Chasing her from behind, dishes off to Maxie. Maxie hands it to Freeney, thought about the three, and instead drives down the lane, cut off. Now they'll set it back up with Harkins out front. And she'll drive in and going to be sandwiched between a couple of defenders, and the foul is going to go on 25. Hudson, her fourth. Four fouls now on Hudson. Harkins with the free throw. Second free throw, no good. East Rankin with a long rebound. 1:42 left here in the third quarter. L.A. with a 33-point lead. Ivan in, can't get it to go. Harkins offside rebound, long pass down to Wilcox, and can't get control of it. It goes out of bounds. Checking back in will be Warren and Prince. Freeney and Harkins will check out. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. Crossover dribble, bounce to the left side. Now they'll give it back up top where Hudson gets it. Now they'll move it back to Stevens up top. She shows the basketball, drives inside, and a lot of contact, and another one of those 50-50 jobs, and this one's going to go against Leak Academy on number 10, Prince, her third. Prince with a big ball game, already with 19 points, and she carries the ball over. Violation on number 10 for carrying the basketball, Harrison. Prince with the basketball into forecourt. Goes off to Wilcox. Wilcox finds Warren, now loops it down low to Claire. Step back jumper is good off the glass. Claire with her second basket. And L.A. now by 35. And East Rankin is going to throw it away out of bounds on the side court. L.A. basketball. Inbounds comes to Prince with 35 seconds. I think coach wants them to play for a good shot here to end the quarter. Inside, Warren going to take it. Missed the shot. Claire got the rebound. Takes one dribble and has it taken away, and that's to the other end. And the ball knocked loose. Out of bounds off a loop. Inbounds into the corner for the three-pointer is good. East Lincoln gets the three-pointer. Long shot for Leak is no good. At the end of the third quarter, 65-33 is our score. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to L.A. Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you the jump starts. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too, through good times and the not-so-good.
And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right. Call State Farm agent David Weber in Carthage today.
Come on over to Duets in Sebastopol. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They'll feed you real home cooking. They also prepare short orders and pizza. Thursdays are always homemade chicken and dumplings, smoked pork steaks, chicken, and ribs. Duets lunch plates are only $8.99, and you will think you're sitting down at Mama's table. Of course, you can fuel up while you're there to get back on the road. Plenty of snacks and drinks, too. Duets, open 7 days a week. Highway 21, Sebastopol.
Boswell Media Sports.
East Rankin gets basketball possession. We start this fourth and final quarter, getting some substitutions in. Claire's going to steal the basketball, keeps the dribble, doesn't have the numbers, 104. She'll pull it back, give it off to Allen. McKinley Allen into the ball game. Maxie back in. Perry into the ball game. Wilcox stays in. Claire's in. Wilcox with a crossover dribble, can't get it to go. And now Claire over the back. That's going to be four on Claire. East Rankin will bring the basketball up. Nope. No pressure defensively. Ball knocked loose and timeout on the floor as East Rankin doesn't like the way the offense is going, so he'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back in 30. LA Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.
Get top dollar for your timber and the least possible damage to your property with Welch Forest Products in Union. Professionals in forestry care, management, and cutting. Welch Forest Products provide final harvesting, pine plantation thinning, and site preparation and care. They buy land with or without timber. Welch Forest Products. Call Bo Welch at 601-774-8200. Welch Forest Products in Union.
Timber!
Boswell Media Sports.
East Rankin gets the basketball. They'll inbound it and take a dribble all the way around the arc. Cut off there by Wilcox, and they'll bring it back, give it to the high post. Bounce pass down low, and a foul going to be called underneath. Going to go on Wilcox for the foul. Allen Kays first. Brooke Renfro will be at the line. So Renfro with a couple of free throws coming. And it's good. The first one. Clock running now as Leak hit that magic number a moment ago. That one's loose and no good. Perry picks it up off the floor, gives it to Maxie, down low to Claire. Claire couldn't control. Now Allen, no good. And Claire runs down another rebound. They'll set it up, go on the wing to Perry, down low to Claire. And she's too strong on the shot off the glass. 65-34 ball game. Double dribble. Claire comes out. Katie Jones into the ball game, as well as Vaughn. Natalie Vaughn also into the ball game, as well as Lainey Turner. Allen stays in at the point. Turner with the basketball, gives it down low to Jones. She'll work around the post and lay it up and in. Katie Jones, the ninth grader, with the basket. Into full court, East Rankin with the basketball. Brown gives it up. Good defensive job by Vaughn. Drive inside and basket goes. Didn't see a foul there, but they got to call one. Call it on Perry. Counted the basket, by the way, for Renfro, and a foul shot coming. She'll make both. 30-point advantage by Leak with 4:15 to play. 67-37. Lanny Turner out of the corner off the back of the iron. No good. Pass down on the low post, and now brings it back out on the wing to the elbow cut off. Outside, left side, thought about the three, stepping back, but couldn't get a shot off. Now loops the pass down low and puts it up, and scoring is 23, Simmons. Bond will shoot to three. And got it. A little rim job, but got to roll. A three for Vaughn. 70-39 the score. To the elbow, they'll give it back outside. Lady Patriots goes down underneath. Misses the shot, battle for the rebound, and going to be a travel call. L.A. basketball. Allen picks her dribble up, gives it to Laney Turner. Now to Bond. Now Allen will shoot the long three-pointer, misses it. Out of bounds. 70-39, L.A. with East Rankin inbound in the basketball. 2:40 to play. Here comes another group of five to check into the ball game. Down low, puts it up and in, 31 with her second basket. Again, we apologize, don't know what her name is. Perry gives it off to Vaughn. Vaughn drives in, puts it up, and scores it. So Vaughn with 5 points off the bench and multiple substitutions coming in. Let's get leaks for you. Number 35, McKinley Peoples in. Parks Chandler into the ball game. Kaylee Wooten, Ramsey Johnson, and Stevens, Maggie Stevens into the ball game. 3-point shot from East Rankin, no good. Ramsey Johnston with the rebound. Johnston will shoot it. Rattle, rattle, won't go. Tapped around. 31 comes away with a rebound for East Rankin. We're down to a minute 35. That was three into the ball game. It was Sojourner at the ball momentarily. Now on the wing. East Rankin also got a new group of kids in. A foul called against Leak Academy with 119. Going to be on Chandler. Chandler's first foul, of course. Free throw won't go. It rattles out. Not sure this is. Can't see for her ponytail. She makes one. 21 is her number. Watkins. She makes one of two. Ball moves on the wing. Chandler thought about it and going to bounce it now inside and turn around. Jumper no good for Stevens. Ball loose on the floor. Johnston got it. She'll fire it up. No good. And Wooten comes down with a rebound outside. Now Bond from outside. No good. Tapped around. And L.A. gets the rebound again. Chandler. Johnston again with a shot. Off the iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. East Rankin finally comes away with possession of the basketball. Stop, puts up the jumper, no good. And Johnson gets the rebound for L.A. Ramsey bounced into full court, has it stolen away. 31. And 31, foul 31. Johnson with the foul. East Rankin thought that was great for some reason. I'm not sure why. Free throw good. From his 31. And she'll make both. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. L.A. will shoot at the horn and no good. That'll be our final score. L.A. convincingly wins 72-44. 72-44. We'll tabulate the scoring. and update the brackets. We'll take 2 minutes, and we'll be back right here on Boswell Media Sports.
Dr. David Henderson is a former Rebel and has been a proud supporter of Leak Academy basketball for many years. He would like to take this opportunity to give the Rebels and Rebelettes a huge shout-out during this basketball season. Dr. Henderson serves Carthage and the surrounding areas. New patients are always welcome, and they will work with you and your schedule to make it easy. Go get them, Rebels! From Dr. David Henderson and his staff, Dr. David Henderson Dental Clinic, Court Square, Carthage.
Stay warm, but stay safe with that heater. A space heater provides temporary warmth in a limited area, but improper use of a heater poses a fire risk. Turn it off when you leave the area, and never go to sleep with a space heater on. Think safety. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his staff at Carthage Veterinary Clinic wish you and your animals the very best. They treat all animals, large or small, with the care you would want for a member of your family. Carthage Veterinary Clinic provide for your sick or injured animals and also offer grooming and boarding as well. Located on Highway 16, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 until 5:30, and Wednesday and Saturday from 7:30 till noon.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
And we'll bring you back, and this is our post-game report, of course, brought to you by Central Electric Power Association. And looking at the scoring first for L.A., they had 4 youngsters that wind up with double figures in the ballgame. Miriam Prince led the way with 19 points. 11 points from the senior Emmy Harkins, 10 points from Warren, and also 10 from Mayfield. So all four of those kids in double figures. Morgan Freeney added 6 and 4 points by Claire. Maxie with 2, 3 points from Wilcox, 5 points from Natalie Vaughn in the wrap-up mode at the end, and Katie Jones had a basket as well. For East Rankin's Lady Patriots, 13 points from Stevens, and she got all those in the first half. Leak Academy able to shut her down in the second half. So 13 from her for the total in the ball game. Boydson added 8, 6 points from Renfro, 5 points from Tadlock, 6 points from number 31, who we didn't have on our roster. 2 from Simmons and 1 from Watkins. So that's the scoring for the Lady Patriots. Now, looking at the bracket for tomorrow, you've got the number 1 rated team, the Pillow Lady Mustangs, and the Lady Rebels of Leak matching up in the championship game at 3 o'clock. It'll be 1 versus 3 rated teams. So big game here at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Of course, we'll have that ball game right here for you on Cruisin' 98. The 1 o'clock consolation game will be between Bayou and East Rankin. So those youngsters will be playing for the 3 and 4 seed to go into the state tournament next week, which will be at Hillcrest. And the 1 and 2 seed playoff in the championship will be between Pilla and Leak. Hopefully we'll get some scores for you from the South and can kind of update you on that before we have boys action here a little later on. And, of course, in boys action, it's going to be Leak taking on Mag Heights, Magnolia Heights, the D1 champion, the District 1 champion. They'll play that ball game again at 5 o'clock right here. And then Starkville in the nightcap will take on Bayou Boys. So you got the district champion against the number 2 in each district there. So Should be good ball games in the two boys semifinals here tonight. So, again, Leak Academy girls will play in the championship tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock against Pillow. And then the guys play here at 5 o'clock tonight, and we'll know at the conclusion of that ball game whether they will play on Saturday at 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock. So that'll be our situation here as we get ready for basketball action on Saturday. Again, those games on Boswell Media Sports will be broadcast here on Cruisin' 98. Well, let's got our activities, except we need to give a player of the game for our Leak Academy. And our in-sports player of the game will go to Miriam Prince tonight with a big score, 19 points, and, of course, didn't play a whole lot of the second half. In that ball game, she had three trays, three field goals, and four free throws for Miriam. So the sophomore, Miriam Prince, is our in-sports player of the game in this summer final game. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to go back to the station for music, and we will come back here to the floor at 10 minutes till 5. 10 minutes till 5 will be our airtime for the boys' basketball game, so we'll be back at 10 minutes till 5 right here on Cruisin' 98. One more last time, our final score in this girls' matchup, Leak Academy, with a big win, 72-44 over East Rankin. We'll be back at 10 minutes to 5, and so join us then. Melvin Wooten saying so long until then, right here from the North 4A Tournament. And North Tournament, this has been Leak Academy Girls Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.